And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So over the next 15 minutes, we'll go over strategies, ideas to help enhance your current and or future retirement income. Now, the last couple of shows, we've been dealing with the sadder or more practical side of investments, death and taxes. So today we're going to expand on that topic a bit more. So while we can't escape either, we can defer taxes for a while, and we try and defer death for as long as we can. But eventually, well, you know how that ends. So knowing how it ends for all of us does give one advantage: to plan ahead. For that day will come, for certain. The one thing that happens when a loved one passes away, spouse, father, mother, whoever, that despite that emotional loss, life, business, taxes, continues outside of your bubble. It doesn't end. The very next day, bills are to be paid, decisions to be made. Now, if you're the one who's passed away, well, decisions are made for you because, well, you're just not around anymore to ask. But some of those decisions made for you could be rushed, poor judgment due to emotional or economic stress. Assets may be forced to liquidate, dump, sell at a loss after all those years of building. Lack of knowledge or preparation might have been the cause of that. Estate planning. Let's take someone who has a fair amount of investments, land, house, houses, money. The more you have, the more tax or gains there may have been. The more you make, the more tax. The more you have, the more tax. But also with more assets, more money, and more taxes, it's the more reason and ability you should have to cover those assets, protect them from unnecessary tax bills, keep or retain most of what you worked for in the family. Life insurance, a key part in your estate planning. You could purchase a policy with a face value or death benefit with enough to cover taxes, both income tax and capital gains tax. And again, the more you have, the more insurance you probably might need. But you probably also have the financial means to afford the insurance to cover any and all taxes, thus making the taxes on your estate and or inheritance greatly reduced to almost the point of tax-free. So we're going to set up an example of how this might work in your own situation. We're going to get into the details in just a moment.
Does it seem that after several years, you're just getting older and your investments are not doing any better? What should you be doing? Are there simple strategies to improve your retirement income that you weren't advised on, you missed out on, and wish to change? Stay tuned. Roger will cover these topics. At any time, email your questions to Roger at yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
And we're back. Life insurance, estate planning. Let's set it up. So we're going to take someone who's 65 to 70 years of age. Could be a male, 65. Today, well, let's go female, 69. Non-smoker. And life insurance will cost about the same for a 65-year-old man as it does for a 69-year-old woman. So good health. So other than being 69, not too much wrong. Life's been good so far. Good health could mean no cancer, no heart problems, non-smoker. You have money, but you're not super rich. But probably in this case, $500,000 or more. Between a house or houses, investments, maybe closer to $1 million. So you're okay financially and you're okay health-wise. Now you have some money, you have good health, but hey, you're 69 years of age. And while the 9/11 bombings were only 20 years ago, gosh, you think to yourself, another 20 years, you might not be around. That's the math. In this case, I'm going to go with just the one, so no spouse in this example. So a female, 69, and we'll have two kids, two daughters in this case. Now check out your own case with your tax planner or accountant and ask them, what will be the tax bill of the properties and investments? Should I sell them soon? Or if I just simply stopped breathing one day? And my kids might have to scramble and sell everything at a discount, for they were really not part of the business. They all had families and lives elsewhere. But they got called in overnight, emotional, not thinking straight, and suddenly had to make snap decisions, and they couldn't agree. Half the time when I was around, they couldn't agree. And now there's no plan or direction or leader. So, 69-year-old female, good health, and you can use any number, but today we're going to go with $400,000 whole life insurance that covers you to the day you die. So not term this time, or it could run out, and hopefully you outlive it, and no one gets anything. This is whole life. It doesn't end till you do, 10, 20, 30 years from now, or maybe just 3 years from now. But for certain, someone, someday, is getting a tax-free check, in this case, for $400,000. It could be split between two daughters, grandchildren if you want. So take the 69-year-old female, $400,000, whole life, and you set up the premiums to be paid over the next 20 years, taking her to age 89. Now, the premiums or payments stop after 20 years, but the insurance stays on into her 90s or longer. So you live long and prosper, or you check out rather early. Someone is getting a check for $400,000 or more. Well, how much will that cost? Female 69, male 65, $400,000. It's about $1,650 per month, so it's not cheap, but you're covering quite a bit of money for the rest of days. But you have a fair bit of money, resources, and investments to cover. Now, the reason for the cost, you take 10 69-year-olds. Now, the first 10 you come across would not be completely healthy, but after a while, you would find 10 healthy 69-year-olds. But over the next 20 years, sadly, not all the healthy ones are going to make it. That's reality. 2, 4, 5 of those 10 may not make it for 20 years. So the insurance companies, they're going to be writing out checks, several checks, for $400,000 each. Maybe one or two within the first 3 to 5 years, one or two more after 10 years, and a couple more maybe before the 20 years are up. So at $1,650 a month, this is what most people or families choose to do. They share the cost with their children, who are in their 30s or 40s. They may not be super rich, but usually families with money, usually, not always, but usually, children continue up on that through education and or good opportunities. So let's say female again, 69, two kids, 40-something, two daughters. They have some financial means. You split that $1,650 three ways, whatever combo works for you, $550 each. Your gift to them for the next 20 years. The math, well, $550 we all pay. $550 times 12, $6,600 a year, times the 20 years, $132,000 after 20 years if you go the distance. Now, if you pay annually, it saves a bit. You end up paying about $104,000 total, spread over 20 years, about $5,200 a year. Now, something happens to you. The 69-year-old female passes on. Now, it doesn't matter what the investments have done or are doing that day or any market surges or crashes or what the interest rates are. What is certain is that sometime over the next 20 years, each one of these two daughters who paid maybe $132,000 would receive $200,000, whether it took just 2 years, 12, or 20. Enough to cover the estate taxes, the income tax, the probate tax, and whatever is left behind by your passing. Cash on hand to cover expenses, so you don't have to liquidate land or rental units right away, because you planned ahead. Now, what if you live beyond the 20 years after the payments are done? Well, don't be disappointed, and hopefully your children won't either. You're in your early 90s now. You're like the Queen, and Prince Charles has to wait a bit longer. That $400,000 face value keeps increasing. Even though you're all done paying for it at age 89, you hang in there till you're in your mid-90s. That $400,000 keeps increasing, could now be $500,000. So the daughters, they won't be greedy or in a rush. They were getting $200,000 each any time within the first 20 years, and now more if it's beyond 20 years. Now, both children, the daughters, the sisters, since they are partners, they would be set up as the owners of this policy to protect both themselves and each other. So mom can't become forgetful or lose her mind someday in her late 80s or 90s and sign off the policy to a friendly nurse she just met that morning thinking that was her daughter. No, the two daughters would control that. They were partners, sharing the cost with their mom or dad, and would receive the benefits. The most each daughter would pay, of course, would be $132,000. They're going to receive at least $200,000. Now, should one of the daughters pass away before mom, obviously the other one would become the sole owner. But you probably have it set up that the daughter who passed away first, before mom did, her children, if she had any, would receive her portion. Again, enough to cover the estate expenses first. So it's a conversation you sit down and have with your family. It may be not the most pleasant talk, but perhaps the more practical and important talk. This is going to happen. And when it does, this is the plan. My gift to you, my two daughters, sons, brothers, from mom and dad. I will split that cost with you. In this case, $550 instead of paying the full $1,650. But you, the two daughters, will benefit from this. At no time did I ever have $400,000 on hand to give you. Or would the daughters really have that kind of money on hand to cover the long probate expenses? They're all busy, living elsewhere, families of their own. That's what happens. Now, what if this $400,000 is more than what I really need or can afford? The cost is more than we can agree on. And even if I pay half of that and the daughter split the other half, it's still too much. And also being 65-year-old male or a 69-year-old female, the insurance company will run tests to make sure you're not a health risk. 65 plus, you're well past the back nine holes. There'll be blood work, urine medical reports, certainly due diligence. They don't want to issue too many $400,000 checks right away. And although if 10 clients were approved for $400,000 each, eventually the claims would total $4 million over a couple of decades being paid out to just 10 people. All the claims, they are going to get paid. And unfortunately, by age 65 in life, there may be some health issues, things that were not there at age 40 and 45, 20-some years ago, at the turn of the century. Diabetes, cancer treatment, Alzheimer's, heart condition, heavy medications, overweight. We're not in gym shape anymore. So some 69-year-olds are going to pass with flying colors, while others will not. No, life is not fair. If it was, we'd all be Tom Brady, tall, handsome, rich quarterback, married to a fashion model, and winning Super Bowls every other year for 20 years. But life is not fair when it comes to health. So you reduce the cost to $250,000 from $400,000. And $250,000 is a magical sort of number in the life insurance business, just like age 71 is with investments, RSP or RIF. Well, $250,000 is a milestone marker with insurance. At $250,000 or less, you could qualify for non-medical insurance. You're not terminal, no Alzheimer's, AIDS, cancer, nothing life-threatening. But you're also not 100%. To avoid blood work and getting medically tested, you could apply for $250,000 non-medical whole life. You're somewhat healthy, non-smoker. The cost drops to under $1,000 a month as opposed to $1,650 for $400,000. Now, non-medical does not mean a total free pass. While there's not a physical, needles, things like that performed on you, insurance companies will still check out your medical records. So you can't fib or forget. But they're very generous, very flexible in your condition. You are now in your mid to late 60s, but nothing terminal, nothing life-threatening, nothing that you know of. For if you do know of, if you know when your expiry date is due, it's too late. So $250,000, $1,000 a month, split that two or three ways, $300 to $350, each. And the two daughters or sons, the children are going to get $125,000 each, covers estate taxes, cash on hand till property is sold. So when you pass on, in regards to your survivors, yes, you may have left them. That's sad, but inevitable. But you did not leave them with financial difficulties, for that was avoidable. You had planned ahead. We'll be back in a moment to wrap it up.
On the Financial Destination Show, we want you to become more educated, knowledgeable, and comfortable with your investments. Check your results over the past 5 years. Do you feel they should have done better? What would you change to improve performance over the next 5 years? Tune in every Thursday morning at 9:15 to hear more on how to improve your retirement income.
And we're back. So life insurance, estate planning. But with life insurance, you probably bought a 20 or 30 year term or headed at work to cover mortgage costs, house costs when you were young. Now in your 60s, you've built up assets and have gained value, but it could leave a sudden and rather expensive tax bill to your estate and or survivors. Whole life insurance, covering you into the next or last 20 to 30 years, enough to cover any and all taxes, probate, expenses that occur, death and taxes. Plan ahead. Both will occur. So talk to your tax planner, your accountant. What will I need to cover the taxes on the assets I have so that my remaining family are not only taken care of, but I can reduce or eliminate the taxes? Plan ahead. We are located at 1702 Sackville Drive. Visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879. This program will be on my website in a couple of weeks' time. Again, at yourfinancialdestination.ca. I trust you learned something this morning. Thank you for listening. This is Roger Hamilton. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.